strange adventure.
Jose de la Vega Cassidy and his friend Juan Garcia halted their horses at the top of the hill and looked down into the broad valley spread before them. A bright California moon lighted the scene and made the distant white ranch house of the Escalante Rancho appear ghostly.
There's our destination, Juan. Isn't it beautiful?
Si. Jose, you who are known as El Lobo, the Wolf of the Hills, have the soul of a poet.
Gracias, Juan. It will be good to see Leon Escalante again and look once more on the beauty of the Blade of Don Antonio.
What is this Blade of Don Antonio?
It is a very old and valuable Spanish sword. It's been in the Escalante family for generations. Twice it has saved the rancho. The first time, the owner used it to fight off a band of Indians. The second...
Wait! Look at the men riding toward the rancho. There must be a fiesta.
I don't think so. There are no lights on in the house. Everything is quiet. Something is wrong. Let's go.
The two men raced down the hillside toward the ranch house. Meanwhile, at the home of Leon Escalante, the stillness was broken by the sound of hoofbeats, awakening the old rancher. Escalante leaped from his bed and rushed to the window to see five men climb from their saddles and cross the patio to his door. The rancher took a pistol from a table and hurried down the stairs. A loud rapping sounded upon the door.
Who is there?
I'm from Castro Ranch. One of my men is hurt.
Escalante opened the door and the men stepped inside, guns drawn and aimed at the old man.
Drop that gun, Escalante.
You are bandits.
That's right. I've heard about your treasures and also about the sword with a big emerald in the handle. That must be it in the scabbard over the mantle.
The leader drew out the sword. He took a knife from a sheath at his side and began prying at the green stone set in the handle. Pedro stepped beside his chief.
Hey, why you waste time like this? We can take this sword with us.
Nah, it is too big and heavy. I'll have this emerald out in a minute.
The rancher ran forward and snatched at the beloved memento. Pedro swung a heavy blow that knocked the old man down. He raised his pistol to strike again. The blow the bandit was about to strike never fell, for at that instant two men with drawn guns suddenly appeared at the head of the stairs.
Hey, drop your guns. Put that sword on the table and line up against the wall. Juan, keep them covered while I help Señor Escalante.
The next day, after the bandits had been taken to the jail in the nearest village, Juan Garcia reined up beside Jose de la Vega Cassidy as they rode back to the Escalante Rancho.
Say, last night you started to tell me about the Blade of Don Antonio and how it saved the rancho two times.
Three times now, Juan. For if the bandits had not lost time trying to get that piece of green glass out of the handle, we would not have got there in time to capture them.
The green glass?
See, the second time the sword saved the rancho was when Leon's father sold the emerald to pay his debts and replaced it with a bit of green glass.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Duel on Horseback, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.